mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Anti-gang bill endangers gun rights. To give us an update on the state of the Second Amendment, the premier organization's leader will be joining us, Larry Pratt of GOA. Coming up in the next segment, a massive news on the economy, on Iraq, on government propaganda. It's a big broadcast lined up in the next 2 hours. I was about to go to Justin in Texas, but he just hung up. So we'll go to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, hi. Thanks for waking me up. Hey, listen, I need your help. I'm trying to shake somebody up close to me that just is in denial.
Don't waste your time. There's the help.
All right,
the person close to you doesn't want to wake up, move on.
How about just a piece of information then? You mentioned a little while ago that on a couple previous shows that Gloria Steinem admitted she worked for the CIA. Where is the source for that?
Okay, I don't mean to toot Rush Limbaugh's horn, but I was just out of high school and college, living with my parents, and I remember driving in the car, I heard Rush Limbaugh go, "Wow, look at Gloria Steinem's book." And it's something Horizons or something to do with Horizons of the, I forget the name. And I go, "Wait, I've seen that book." My parents are prolific readers. I go home, pull the book, turn to the page Limbaugh said, and there she was bragging about how she was founded and funded by the CIA, Miss Magazine, and also Mr. McCall with SaveTheMails.ca. He's written about it. And it's well known, but I need to dig that book back out. I don't remember, because that was like, you know, 14 years ago or something. Yes, she is CIA.
Yeah, the whole feminist foundation rests on her. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have Carnegie Foundation documents and others, too, about, you know, breaking up the family, getting the women in the workforce so they can pay taxes. Look, if a woman wants to work or be a CEO or be a rocket scientist, that's fine with me. The point is, don't force them. Look at all these women that went and got degrees and made all this money. Now they're 45, battling and paying $1 million to try to have kids. They're totally unhappy.
Yeah, it's because Lucifer doesn't like Ephesians chapter 5. He's trying to override it. So there you go.
Anything else, sir?
I mean,
your wife doesn't believe that?
No, so I want to go get the hard evidence.
I thought it was a neighbor or something. Move on, but it's your wife. You got to wake her up.
Yeah, article from Saturday, Reuters, disappeared very quickly. IRS probing possible data security breaches.
Whole bunch of stuff came up missing, yeah.
Yeah, the GAO.
Look, most of the data loss, most of the, it is government or private companies selling or transferring data. That's the lion's share. But the news keeps acting like it's the Internet. It is not.
Do you think the data is going to someplace in, say, maybe Brussels?
Well, I mean, all that stuff automatically gets uploaded and sold. So they're just announcing it all now to create fear.
To break down this current financial system and replace it.
Well, no, yes, so we'll accept biometrics. So thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Who's up next here? Megan in Pennsylvania. Megan, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
I was just watching. I just spent an hour and a half watching the committee vote discussion on CAFTA, and they passed it.
So it now passed out of the
House Ways and Means Committee, yeah.
So now it's passed out of the committee in the Senate and the House.
Yeah.
And it could be up for the vote as early as today.
Today or tomorrow, yeah, at the latest. They had left the vote open for a couple people who were absent, but it won't change the effect.
And again, it's like the Supreme Court. 99% of people are against their ruling. It's totally unconstitutional. They just did it.
Yep.
Everybody's against the electronic voting machines. They just do it. Everybody's against the transponders. They just do it. Everybody's against all this. They just do it.
Yeah, and they had, you know, some of the no people had some really, you know, good arguments, but, you know, common sense doesn't matter. I did write down, I checked off, I have a list of everyone who's a member, so I checked off who was a yay and who was a nay, so my own.
Well, it's an important issue. You want to hold and talk
sure.
about it after Larry Pratt leaves us? Or?
Sure.
Okay, you have to hold a while, but that's what I wanted to get into next when Larry leaves us, is CAFTA. We'll probably take some calls while Larry Pratt's on with us. If it pertains to the Second Amendment, 1-800-259-9231. Larry Pratt, head of GOA, coming up. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a 1-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Your phone calls. We'll also get into children being tortured at the different U.S. bases overseas. And Italy wants to extradite 13 members of the Central Intelligence Agency for kidnapping people and torturing. And Bush is setting up a domestic spy agency, and it'll also deal with the Second Amendment under the new federally issued state driver's license and ID cards. The former death squad commander, Negroponte, will be over your domestic intelligence. They've actually hired, this is mainstream news, former heads of the Stasi and the KGB, who helped them set this up in the last 3 years consulting. Folks, if I wrote a Stephen King novel or a some other novel, people wouldn't believe something is crazy happening in America. So here to talk today with us for a couple segments, we appreciate him coming on, is the head of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. He is Larry Pratt, and we're going to get into what the National ID Card is going to do, how we got to fight the implementation of that. But the main thing he's on about is anti-gang bill and dangerous gun rights. Activist claims family of dad using firearm to protect could be jailed. A national gun rights group is decrying an anti-gangs crime recently passed in the House of Representatives. Sending a proposal, if it becomes law, could subject entire families to prison terms if a parent uses a firearm to protect his or her brood. The disgusting bill, H.R. 1279, and we have Republicans passing this, called the Gang Deterrence and Community Protection Act of 2005, passed in the House in late May by a 279-144 vote. And Larry Pratt is getting into how dangerous this is. And again, in the name of enforcement, Project Exile and SAFE and all this, they take federal funds and federally charge you locally for just having a gun in your car because it had one too many bullets in it. And, you know, no crime was committed, but because the gun is a crime under some regulation, now you're going to get a federal charge because that's a gun crime. But then you think it's, oh, they're just getting gangbangers and throwing the book at them. No, no, no. Larry Pratt, good to have you on with us.
Good to be with you. Thank you so much for having me. The measures that we're talking about, not only is it a gang bill, but this thing is getting worse because we're also talking about another piece of legislation, the renewal of the Patriot Act, which has an amendment that was offered in a secret meeting of the Senate Intelligence Committee. So we don't know who sponsored it, but we do know finally what it says. They finally did print the amendment for that, and I'll try to get into exactly how it would work, but to cut to the chase, it would set up the potential for a national gun registry, all gun owners who had ever bought a gun.
Well, the head of the FBI a few months ago was in front of the committee saying this, so they're not playing games.
No, this is something they want. In this case, just to start with the last bill, they want to give themselves the power to have an administrative subpoena. Now, when we used to live under the Constitution and we had a Fourth Amendment, the idea was that you had to go to a judge and you had to say, I want to go after John Doe and I want to go after a particular, you know, horse that I think he stole, and I want to... and I'll have to do this at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And they would, you know, Fourth Amendment, name the place, the person, the things to be seized. Okay, what's the horse look like? Well, it's got a big brown spot on its hind quarter. It's cream colored. It answers to Billy, and it has my brand on it.
And so if Billy's not there at 3 o'clock along with John Doe, I got to go get another search warrant from a judge, and I got to show all over again that, well, yeah, the horse wasn't there then, but they were all out in the pastures. Okay, that's a good reason. Try it at 9 o'clock tonight. So it had to be done like that. Now we're talking about no judge, no third party, nobody outside the agency, somebody within the Justice Department, simply being approached by a guy down the hall that works in the FBI. I want to go after John Doe. I want to take a look at his computer, and I want to get all of his business records.
Well, this is the enabling clause for the new domestic spy agency.
Well, it would certainly enable you to spy, because if you get a gun store's, if you get all of their business records, guess what you got? You got a registration list of everybody that bought a gun through them. And if you did that to every gun dealer in the country, you wouldn't have everybody, because some folks have never bought a gun from a dealer. Most have bought at least one. They're going to be on the list. And that's how easy it would be for Janet Reno II under a Hillary Clinton to do something like this.
Well, we have Janet Reno II. Alberto Gonzalez says in his heart he believes in gun control.
That's true.
He wants the assault weapons ban.
And he thought he could get away with it. Yes, I think he would absolutely do that, because those are the kinds of things he has said he believes.
Bush sure is conservative. Boy.
Well, we got ourselves some trouble, because they're also talking about people like Bob Novak and the scholar John Lott. Both of them this week reporting that Gonzalez is a very likely nominee for the Supreme Court. And in addition to his open admission that he likes gun control, he's also been quoted as having a preference for judge-made law.
He thinks, you know what? They'll put him in there. They'll ban our guns, and we'll be called liberals, Larry, because we're pro-gun. I'm so sick of these thumb-sucking so-called conservatives, a bunch of idiots.
Well, we're in real trouble.
Well, 7 of the 9 on this court that's saying we don't have private property, Larry. Let me just digress for a millisecond here and let you get back into all this and how to fight it. What do you think of the Supreme Court ruling on the land grabbing? I mean, it just never ends, Larry.
Well, I think that ought to be a shot across the bow, if you will, for gun owners, because it was such an obvious hit on everybody. The only good thing I could think about in that ruling was that it applies to everybody, because just about everybody in the country owns a house.
And now they're trying to take Souter's house.
Well, and it would be called the Lost Liberty Hotel if the developer gets his way. How cute. One down, four to go, since it was a 5-4 decision. I'd sure like to get on me a freedom dozer and help do the job. I'd work for free if I knew how to run one of those things.
Yeah, folks are saying we can't be like them. No, no, no. He's the one that did this. We need to have it repealed.
What we have to come to grips with.
Well, I mean, I think they should take his house and build a hotel on it.
Oh, absolutely. It would be a much more productive tax yield, higher tax-paying property than his little old squirrely $100,000 house, which is probably $300,000, yeah, $500,000 here in the metropolitan Washington area. So it's not that shabby. It's just that it's inexpensive, relatively, up in that part of New Hampshire. But we, I think, have to come to grips with a vocabulary that's been denied us. We used to realize that King George III was a rebel. And that's why our men were willing to go into the field and defend hearth and home. Because
he was engaging in criminality. He was
right. Oppressive. Exactly. He was no longer deserving of the title king. He was a rebel.
He had become destructive of the people's basic rights.
And now that we are in the run-up to July 4, it would probably behoove us all.
Tell you something, Larry. I mean, you read the Declaration of Independence. It's exactly what's happening.
Sounds kind of contemporary indeed. Now, if gun owners realize after this Fifth Amendment destruction rewrite, 5-4, well, we just rewrote the amendment. Now, if they realize how easy that was and how everybody is in jeopardy, as one person put it that I heard recently, well, I guess we're all just renting our property, aren't we? None of us really own anything. We're kind of like a bunch of serfs. We've been thrown back to the Middle Ages, for goodness sake.
Larry, let's go over this, and I'll stop interrupting. There's just so many points you're bringing up. Okay, how do we stop this secret Patriot Act for the gun registration and the spying? How do we stop Gonzales? Oh, heaven help us. And then this new gang bill.
Well, and we hopefully we'll have time to talk about that gang bill.
Oh, we will, if you want to stay with sure.
That's a pretty one. But we don't have anything up on Gonzales yet. That's coming. But we do have on the Patriot gun registration measure and the gang bill on our website, gunowners.org. And we've got email explaining it and inviting people to send the email we've written. They don't like ours. They're certainly welcome to write their own, but we've made it easy. Send it in. The members of Congress got to realize we know what they're doing. We've killed stuff like the gang bill in the past. It's Orrin Hatch doing it to us all over again, the so-called conservative Republican from Utah, co-sponsoring the gang bill with Dianne Feinstein. That ought to be all you need to know that this is probably not good legislation.
And again, you've done an analysis of it. Tell us about this new bill.
Well, this is a little bit more complicated to see what they're doing to us, but it wouldn't be complicated once you're sitting in jail. It would be a reality. The idea is that they've defined gang in a very loose way, and it involves anybody, say one of three people that hits a triggering action, and a triggering action would be some what they call predicate offense that's been unconstitutionally made a violation of law by the federal government.
So basically, like, just for any reason, they can just say you're a gang member.
Almost. Here's the deal. Here's a very plausible scenario. You're in a state, there are several, where you are not allowed to use force until you first retreated in the face of a violent attack. All right, with that in mind, you're in one of those states.
Point you go, please help me, don't know.
Exactly. Let me dial 9/11 first. Let's play fair. So let's assume that Sunday morning, got your wife and kids in the car, and after church, you realize you need gas. You have, by the way, inadvertently, but almost everybody, I did on my way to work this morning. You probably did too, unless you commute at home. But most of us have to drive by a school. You drive by a school, you're within 1,000 feet of the outer perimeter of that school property. You've just gone through a school zone. And it sounds like a break coming.
Yeah, so now it's federal. When we come back, we'll finish the story.
Please, please don't kill me. No, help me. Dial 911. Oh, I'm too weak.
We'll be right back.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation. Inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Whatever you want, just please don't hurt me. I'm too weak. I was good. I never owned a firearm. Please don't hurt me or my family. Please, I'll do whatever you say. No, don't do that. No. No, please. No. No, please. Help me, government. Help me, government.
Much less you worried about the average criminal. What about the government itself? More dangerous than anything else in human history. It is so alien to me to imagine not defending my family, to being just totally afraid of defending myself. It's so pathetic. All right, I'm sorry. Larry Pratt, I'm ranting and raving and doing my pathetic imitation. But, okay, so you're driving to work, taking the kids to, you know, wherever. You pass the school zone. You're 1,000 feet from its perimeter. Please continue.
And so we're gassing up, and we're approached by some less than honorable young men who have knives drawn and obviously have something other than selling apples to us in mind. So you happen to have a glove compartment with a gun in it.
Don't do that!
You get the gun out and show it to them. That's called brandishing. And since you haven't fled first, that brandishing is a violent crime in those states where you're supposed to flee.
So at the red light with oncoming traffic, they're trying to carjack you, you should first open the door and go, please, I like you. And then let them stab you first, right?
Let me call 911, and maybe they'll be here before I die. And that means that if you've had that set of circumstances, you've driven through the school zone predicate offense because you had the gun in the glove compartment, and then you committed that act of violence, that telling the thug that you might shoot him and showing him that you had the wherewithal to do it, you're in a heap of trouble. Even if you happen to have had a concealed carry permit, not that you'd be likely to have
yeah,
one.
Yeah, basically they're passing all these laws where just anything with a gun now is just this incredible offense.
Thank you, Orrin Hatch, and this passed the House of Representatives, as you said in the intro a bit ago, quite handily, because people thought, well, we're voting against gang violence, don't want to be for gang violence. Problem is, this is not a matter of federal jurisdiction. That doesn't seem to be a big issue these days, but doggone it, this is really going to hit gun owners, and it's going to hit them hard, because this would be, the scenario I just mapped out, would be mandatory minimum 20 years for you and your gang. You know, like your 11-year-old
That's right, you
kid.
And your family. And by the way, I have them using the Patriot Act to arrest homeless people sleeping. So, folks, don't think they won't do this. They're already doing it. You know, a guy's got a gun, and in his state it's only supposed to have 10 rounds in it, and somehow he got 11 rounds in the magazine, and it's a doctor with no criminal record. That's it. Federal charges, because it's a gun crime. See, the gun itself was the crime, not committing a crime with a gun.
That's the direction that this bill is certainly taking, is these two bills are poison. The idea that they would, in the Patriot Act, use that to set up a national gun registry, the idea is, well, we need to see if any of the terrorists might be buying guns. Well, are they terrorists? If they are, why in the world are they out loose?
You mean the 250 caliber Barretts our government sold to Al-Qaeda? You mean those?
Well, you know, why don't we arrest them? If they're here in the United States, and they're, we shouldn't even be worried about them trying to buy a gun, they ought to be charged and arrested.
Yeah, we should want more of our citizens to have guns like they do in Israel.
Absolutely.
Hey, I wonder why the Israel lobby is always lobbying to their politicians to get our guns, but then they hand out M16s to their people?
Well, there's a real backwardness here, because we're straining at gnats, that is the individual American that owns a gun, and we're swallowing camels, that is, we're letting the southwestern border stay as open as a fire hydrant.
And by the way, we have Los Zetas going completely insane, killing hundreds, killing cops, and it's almost a complete news blackout.
That's right. The Americans that have been kidnapped down in Nuevo Laredo, and they rescued some people the other day, but they just casually mentioned in the one report I saw, nothing before or since, well, the Americans that got kidnapped, we don't know where they are yet.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
No, it's no big deal.
By the way, it is confirmed. If you have you drive to Mexico, you have your family, you do anything wrong in your car, they take the husband and wife, put the kids in an orphanage, and then extract hundreds of thousands out of your family. It is a criminal country. Don't go there.
It's a very dangerous place to be, because it's not just that they have a lot of crime, which they do, but as you say, the police themselves are often part of the problem. The sectas that you're talking about are ex-military and ex-cops.
Well, they were trained by the U.S. government.
They just get better paid now.
Can you do 5 more minutes with us on the other side?
Okay, fine.
I want to come back and talk about some of the legislation, recap, and then give out your contact info. And then your calls, folks. Straight ahead.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We're here, my friends. And I will get to Megan and John and John and Steve and Matt and everybody else that's holding here in just a few minutes. Bottom line, slaves are disarmed in ancient Rome or black Americans here in the United States, the first gun laws, after we kicked the British hind end, was against blacks. And it's really simple. If you're disarmed, you're a slave. And the president has the courts, he has the state governors, he has the legislatures, he has the legislative in Washington, he has the executive. I don't think we've ever had one party with this much centralization. Since the last time the Republican Party had this much centralization during Reconstruction. And what do we see? Pro-abortion, pro-gun control people being appointed everywhere. Governor Pataki going after the gun manufacturers in New York, helping get a law passed so they can sue gun manufacturers. I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear the Democrats are going to get us. If scumbag people like Bill Clinton were in office and tried gun control, you'd have real conservatives take over the Congress. Larry Pratt, can you speak to this? I mean, I'm really getting angry. We could have all these gun bills repealed right now, but instead we're going straight to hell and conservatives are asleep.
It's amazing that we are fighting a defensive battle. I've been talking about two of them right in the previous segments with you. And as you say, we ought to be talking instead about which gun law are we repealing this month? Which one is it that the Republicans realize is going to, if nothing else, make a good vote because they saw that it hurt the Democrats, cost them control of Congress, as you say, in 94, cost them presidency in 2000. Why don't they make them vote on it regularly and often, knowing that it's going to hurt the Democrats? If the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, which is in love with gun control, has done a study and found that gun control hadn't lowered crime, well then, why don't they take their own government finding and shove it down the throat of pro-gun control proponents and make them vote, win, lose, or draw? Because even if we lose on the vote in the Congress, we know what to do the next election. We'll have proof what we can do with it. And it's not going to hurt the people that push it, because gun control is not popular with the American people. I think they instinctively realize it's true what you were just saying.
And by the way, it's becoming less popular. We're winning the fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the hearts and minds, but the government doesn't care what we want. And Larry, I've had a few good old boys in the last few years literally swagger up to me in a grocery store or at the shopping mall or walking down the street and going, George Bush ain't for gun control, Alex. I heard him on TV, so he believes in it. That's rhetoric, folks. That is sleeping gas.
Yeah, when somebody says they want to renew a ban on guns, they say are militia guns, and they're not really, so they don't even, you know, tell us the truth about what it is they're trying to ban. But they're rifles, they're guns that belong in the hands of the American people, and when they say they want to ban them, the idea that they don't want us to have military guns, even though these weren't, that ought to tell us something, because the Second Amendment was intended to protect our ownership of military guns. The whole idea was that the militia, being the people, always be ready to be called up. I've been privileged to interview on my little talk show, Live Fire, a guy, a researcher, who's done a lot of work on the Fed and what a mess that is. And he's gone and read all of the militia laws from colonial America. He's writing a book. He's written a few articles so far. And he found that the militia system was mandatory, that you had to belong, you had to have a gun, you had to have a military gun.
It was just like Switzerland.
It was so close to what they do in Switzerland. Maybe not quite as many professional officers. They've got all of maybe 3,000.
Will you do me a favor and send over that guest?
Yes. Yes. Edwin Vieira is a first-rate researcher, very articulate man, and what he has been finding and documenting is absolutely...
Well, we had that professor up in Chicago lying, saying nobody owned guns, and he just got kicked out of that school.
Yeah, the Emory professor, Belials, and he's in a big tailspin of disgrace, happily. In fact, I even have a book on my desk. I'm holding it in my hand, Past Imperfect, about some of the historians that have committed fraud. and this is one big one. And Vieira has shown that, yeah, we had a militia and they had guns. In fact, when you came to the militia muster, which you had to come to, unless you were a politician or a doctor, or there were a list of enumerated exemptions. And even then, when there was an invasion, everybody had to come. Didn't matter whether you were giving a speech or delivering a baby. You had to show up and defend against the invasion.
There were strict laws against a standing army to invade anybody. That was persona non grata.
Oh, absolutely. And the reason they thought they didn't need a standing army was because they had a militia that had to own a gun, and when you showed up at muster, you better have a gun. And in fact, they got suspicious sometimes and made people sign that was their gun. They didn't borrow it from somebody else. Even there were times when they would go door to door, not like Billy Clinton through the projects to steal people's guns. They went door to door to the militia to make sure they had a gun.
I know. Well, I had read that, and I knew that. I mean, it's disgusting, and I like the Kennesaw, Georgia law where you got to own a gun. Of course, there's a waiver if you don't want it. I mean, the crime rate, what, went down by 87%?
They had a home burglary rate that almost went to zero, and that was exactly what they were trying to do, and it worked.
But then you look at New York and Chicago with gun bans. They're literal hell holes.
Now, if we want to have legislation dealing with gang violence, then let Illinois deal with it. Let California deal with it. But this is not a federal issue. And as long as these states like Illinois and California want to ban a lot of guns and make it impossible for most people to carry a gun concealed, well, then let them live in their own spilled blood. Because
well, look, we can turn this around. If conservatives get angry and stop buying the lies of the Republicans, we are losing some fights right now on this because you're asleep. Governor Pataki and others, you know, one state allowing suits of gun manufacturers can shut it all down. We've got gun manufacturers going out of business left and right. So buy some guns, folks. Support this industry because it is a hallmark of freedom. Larry Pratt, give us the website and the toll-free number and anything else you'd like to plug.
Well, please do go to gunowners.org. We've got email not only for information but for action. If you read our email, you can click on a link and go send an email to the Congress about these measures that we're talking about, the gang bill, the gun registration through the administrative subpoenas, gunowners.org. If you can't do that, call our toll-free number, which is 888-88-6-GUNS. That's 888-886-GUNS.
Well, God bless you, Larry Pratt. And when is your radio show on?
It's a weekly Saturday. It airs live at noon. It's on our website also at gunowners.org.
You know, Larry, I know you're on your own little network, but I think you ought to talk to Ted Anderson. We've got a lot of affiliates, and it's always good to have more satellites. We've got some of the premium radio satellites. We need to get your show simulcast on the network.
I would love to do that. Let me I'll email you and try to get the contact for that gentleman.
Yeah, I'll just have Ted contact you because that is I've heard the broadcast before online, and it is exemplary, and it's something everybody should tune in to each week. Larry Pratt, thanks for spending 35 minutes with us.
Alex, thank you so much for having me.
Take care, my friend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, there's the state of the Second Amendment. A bunch of degenerate, disgusting, worm-headed, evil Republicans trying to get your guns. And few things make me mad, but these good old boys swaggering up, in their cowboy hats, probably never been on a horse in their life or, branded any cattle. It's always a good old boy, though. George Bush ain't for gun control, Alec. You're a liar. Shut up. Shut up. Don't you dare try to destroy my birthright through your slovenly ignorance, you morons. We're losing this whole country right now. You people make me sick. You understand if they get our guns, it's over? You understand they're very close to getting them? But the NRA isn't going to tell you that because they go into federal court and lobby against the Second Amendment. We've caught them red-handed. They're controlled. All right, I'm going to settle down. We got to go quick now. Everybody's been holding forever. Megan called in. It got cut short. Megan is calling us from Pennsylvania about, CAFTA's passed the House and Senate committees. It could be voted on in the full House and Senate today or tomorrow. It dwarfs. It's roughly about 9 to 12 times, depending on what study, larger in its impact than NAFTA. And so if you thought that was bad, anything else, Megan? You watched them pass it there in committee earlier.
Yeah, I took notes. I just jotted down everybody who voted because I had a list of all the members, so I voted down their vote next to them. I was thinking, I could email that so that people could call these, send a little note to your congressman thanking them for taking away your sovereignty and just remembering, one
well,
of the
there's only, what, 11 people on the committee. Why don't you just
no, there's,
read
there's 35, actually.
Oh, this is a larger committee.
Yes, it's quite large.
Well, give us some of the names.
Okay, here's a... Bill Thomas, he's the chairman. He was really, he was a yes. I'll tell you, from Texas, Kevin Brady was a yes. He said it would be good for farms and small businesses. However, Lloyd Doggett of Texas was against it. Earl Pomeroy was from North Dakota, had very good points to make. He was a no vote. And the thing that people need to remember is that, we get to vote again in 08, and in 07, this will totally pretty much supersede our farm bill. So the farmers have protections for another 2 years, and after that they're completely, toast when all these restrictions that protect the farms right now.
Yeah, everything goes in 07 and 08.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. And,
And look, folks, you think all this foreign food being dumped on us is bad now. Just wait. But you think the textile shutting down, You think all these jobs going is bad? Don't worry. It's going to get a lot worse.
Yeah, yeah.
But and that's just the tip of the iceberg. It also controls our regulatory agencies, merges law enforcement, merges databases. It is a union.
Yeah, it was really appalling. And, you know, I actually was crying a little bit.
By the way, the Canadians, newspapers, their governments openly admitting it's the end of their sovereignty.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It definitely is. Listening to the different point, counterpoint, back and forth, it is just appalling. And, I've never watched a hearing.
Yeah, email me that. I'd like to post it. Send it to tips at Infowars.com. And thank you, Megan.
Thanks.
Great points, and God bless. John in California, got to move quick. John, and then John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to talk about the evolution teaching in our schools, and wonder if you heard about a person called Kent Hovind.
It rings some nebulous bell.
Yeah, and about the Second Amendment, too, people just don't understand, can't get it through their heads. It's just the last defense of defending ourselves against our government. What if our government goes bad? Period.
Well, did you hear about the honor student who wrote an article about God? They said write it about whatever you want, and he just said, I don't care, you get an F, because God is like the Easter Bunny, it doesn't exist. So see how they penalize you for not having their views.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I want to know if you heard about a guy named Michael Bagnarek.
Yeah, I'm friends with Michael Bagnarek. He was the presidential candidate
for
Libertarians. He's from Austin, Texas.
He talks about the real estate, you own everything from the ground up. You don't own the ground. That's basically why you have to get permission to go drill for water or oil or anything on your own.
Well,
own
the government
ground.
Claims that right. Yeah, it claims they're God, basically.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's called feudalism, sir. And just because the government says you don't own your body, just because the government says you don't own your property, just because the government says you don't have rights, doesn't mean that that's the case. They are in violation of the Big Ten. That's the supreme law.
Yeah.
The Bill of Rights, not some, you know, the state police come out with a regulation where our regulation supersedes the Constitution. No, it doesn't, criminals. Thanks for the call. I am sick of it. Folks, we're losing everything right now. We're losing the Second Amendment. They're suing manufacturers left and right, thanks to Pataki. You're going to lose your ability to buy them. This isn't a joke. They're going after the land rights. They're going after our borders. They're going after everything. Our kids with forced psychological testing. John in Ohio. Welcome, John.
Hello, Alex. I hope you could hold me over. A lot of things came to mind while I was waiting. But,
your phone sounds bad. Can you get up on the mic there?
Okay. I just wanted to say that.
By the way, I heard you calling on Coast to Coast to defend me. You did a sterling job.
Yes, I have to give you credit for those issues with which I agree with you, but I still have these disagreements, and I commend you for what you're doing on those issues. I think it's really powerfully important, and a lot of the fake and timid left won't get into these things. Because
and the bottom line, we've had this debate for a couple of years now, John. You call in every few months. You think that the socialists or the leftists or whatever aren't controlled by the bankers when the founding documents show that they founded a lot of it and took control of most of it. Go ahead.
Well, I'll start with that. On the other end of what I was going to talk about, it's kind of a response to Carlos, what I little I could hear.
I knew it. You don't like the fact that some of these Marxists and others were meeting with the bankers.
No, that's not it. Please don't put words in my mouth.
Go ahead. I'll shut up. You got the floor.
And I'm saying that rather than throwing, I think, calumny and daggers at those who are really on the knife's point of the world globalist and the military-industrial complex and the Central Intelligence Agency like Cuba and Venezuela, I mean, it's ridiculous. When they have been subjected to assassination attempts, terrorism all these years, in the case of Chavez, he's been overthrown twice by elites allied with our CIA colluding to overthrow him, nearly killed him, and for 45 years, Castro, for opposing the policies of the World Bank and the IMF, has been subjected to airlines being blown up in his country, hotels being bombed, germ warfare being perpetrated.
Yeah, that's admitted.
So,
because our government's evil doesn't mean Fidel's good. I mean, either see Republican good, Democrat good.
Well, no, I'm not.
You know, or Cuba good, America bad. No, they're all bad.
Well, I have a disagreement on that, but at the same time, I think that we should not be throwing daggers at those that the very same military industrial CIA assassins are trying to overthrow precisely because they are opposing these policies of the World Bank. You talk about sleeping gas and rhetoric. There are some leftists who, before they come into office, like Lula da Silva in Brazil, are brought into office because they claim to be opposing those very same policies of austerity and privatization and looting of their country. Once they get in office, they go along with it, which is why the American government tolerates a man like Lula, but will not tolerate Castro or even Chavez, a populist like Chavez. So I agree with you that you were talking earlier about how on the Sean Hannity show, they tried to use the complicity of the Democrats in warmongering and lying us into attacking and starving a million people to death in Iraq.
It's more than a million.
Yes, more than a million, to justify the warmongering and lies of the Republicans.
The conservative estimate now, since 1990 at the start to 2005, 2.5 years into, or 2.25 years into occupation, is about 1,600,000.
Yes, and we have to remember that Clinton was primarily the director of that kind of genocide, even though he had the full support of the Republicans. For somebody like this phony Hannity to come up and say, because the Clintonites were complicit in that genocide in that line, that means that...
That was all PNAC-directed.
Yes, and I think we've all also got to realize you were also talking about what happened in Yugoslavia. The reason that Milosevic was demonized was because he didn't want to go along with becoming part of NATO and privatizing all of his industry. This was one of the demands.
No, it was a thriving country. Stay there, I'll let you finish up.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Martial law, 911, rise of the police state, out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Learn the terrifying secret that holds the future of the world in its grasp. From the front lines of the police state to the darkest sanctum of the secret society that controls it, martial law reveals the master plan of a group hell-bent on capturing America today and tomorrow the world. The New World Order has set in motion the Fourth Reich. Martial law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media, plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into their own private prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. The toll-free number to get this new video, or Road to Tyranny, or Masters of Terror, or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me to get a copy. It's $25.95, 3 hours long, three films in one, really. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or order the new film or any of the films off the Secure Safe shopping cart at Infowars.com. Or support us and get all the materials by going to PrisonPlanet.tv, getting a $5.95 a month membership. That's 19 cents a day. Get a yearly membership. You get 3 months for free or 15 cents a day. See all 12 of my films, dozens of other films, my weekly TV reports, all my best audio interviews. Folks, I can't mention it all. E-books, you name it. PrisonPlanet.tv. Take action. Don't wait. All right, before I go back to John, I'm just going to say this. This is just scientific. I am for a decentralized government that has a Bill of Rights and Constitution. I am for a constitutional republic. It is the real political science that, whether you call it socialism or fascism or communism, anything centralized always throughout history is taken over by a small elite. If you do not have a big government and you do not have big mechanisms, you cannot have a dictatorship. You cannot have a plutocracy or an oligarchy. It's that simple. Okay, so we got away from the monarchs, but the same people that are the monarchs manufactured these new centralized systems. So regardless, folks, that's the truth, and you cannot argue with that. It is big corporations that lobby for big government, and the poor left thinks that big government's going to save them. It is not. Now, John, do you disagree with what I just said?
Well, I disagree, and that I feel it's too abstract. I wasn't going to talk about that, but just to encapsulate, I think it's a class issue. It's a question of that we had a former aristocracy ruling. We've got a plutocracy, monopoly corporatism.
But you're always going to have an elite that manipulates the general public.
Well, I think we've got to orient towards the metal and manual workers who can somehow take control and decentralize that government, but have them take control of that government. You're always going to have some kind of a government. But what I also want to talk about is this plan of the world, the globalist, as I was saying. But
you know what, John? I'm going to hold you over if you can do it, but I'm going to stop you right there. It has never worked. As soon as you grab a factory, there's going to be some strong man with his, quote, security men who becomes the de facto owner of that, like the Russian oligarchs. It does not work. Do you, are you against private property ownership?
I'm against the property of the heights of capital, the means of production and distribution held by those elites.
But that's organized. Organized crime.
Only them. Yes.
Those are organized crime syndicates. They didn't get their property through just means.
Well, exactly. So I say, keep your house, your car, all your personal property. I agree with you that it's being savaged by the Supreme Court and the rest of it. So I'm on your side there. I'm on your side so far as as a leftist that we got to keep our guns as a deterrent to the martial law that's impending. But I think, as I was saying, what they have against all of these governments, what you call...
John, stay there. I'll give you 5 more minutes. I'm sorry to all the other callers. We'll get to you, too. And there's just so much news and a surprise guest next hour. Just stay with us. Third hour coming up.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.